This is Mort Krim with Second Thoughts. Renee and I were talking this week about the anxiety, the agony parents must feel whose children are serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. The worry, the wondering every day if their soldier son or daughter made it through another night. And for some, the risk is compounded by past loss. Members of AWON, American World War II orphans. Folks who lost their own fathers in that conflict and who now have children serving in war zones. Adrian Caldwell of Tupelo, Mississippi, was orphaned when his dad's bomber was shot down over England 60 years ago. Last July, Adrian Caldwell's son, Stan, led the air raid that killed Saddam Hussein's two sons. In 1945, PFC Peter O'Donnell was killed while fighting in the Philippines. Last April, O'Donnell's great-grandson, Marine Lance Corporal Thomas Lowry of Williamstown, New Jersey, was wounded by a suicide bomber in Iraq. Service and sacrifice have long been an American tradition. For some families, the tradition is very personal. Today's thought, if you lost a parent in World War II and you want more information about his or her war years, the American World War II Orphans Network would like to help. You can contact them at www.awon.org. That's www.awon.org. With Second Thoughts, I'm Mort Krim.